Well, when I first started thinking about the stories that would go into this collection, I originally wanted to call it The Essential Chekhov. So I wanted to produce an anthology that in a way conveyed the essence of Chekhov's art. And my editor at World's Classics very wisely suggested while I was in the middle of translating the stories that actually we rename it About Love and Other Stories. And of course, actually, it's a very, very good title. These stories, in many ways, are about love in various guises. And I've really chosen stories often because they're the more lyrical stories in his output. They're simply some of the most beautiful stories he wrote. I wanted to convey a sense of how Chekhov evolved as a writer. So we begin in 1885 and we go right up until 1902 with the story The Bishop, which is the penultimate story he ever wrote. So I've also tried to introduce some of the earlier stories which are quite humorous. Even when he was a mature writer, Chekhov never lost his sense of irony, and there were lots of sort of subtle jokes. It's a mistake to see him as a wholly pessimistic writer. I wanted to convey Chekhov as a landscape painter in prose, and so a lot of the stories have these very delicate evocations of Russian nature, which recall to us the paintings of Levitan, and indeed it's a painting by Levitan on the cover of the book. I also wanted to convey the musicality of the stories. So I chose quite a few stories that perhaps were talked about by Shostakovich, such as The Black Monk, which actually features music in it. And the story, The Letter, which was the one that Tchaikovsky loved so much. Tchaikovsky came across this story, The Letter, in a newspaper when it first came out, before Chekhov was a household name. And he liked it so much that he got his brother to read it out aloud a second time and then sat down and wrote Chekhov a letter, a kind of fan letter, which unfortunately hasn't survived, but I think it's rather interesting. And so I've included a mixture of stories. In the middle, I've included a very funny story called Fish Love, Rybya Lyubov. That's because Chekhov was someone who was always rather quirky, and this is a very quirky story. It's about a fish who falls in love with a young girl who's come to stay by the pond in which this fish lives for the summer. Chekhov, of course, ended up writing exclusively for literary journals and for big newspapers, and he abandoned the comic journal which had championed him to begin with. And the editor, Nikolai Lekin, kept on at Chekhov to give him a new story. And eventually in 1892, Chekhov conceded. So right in the middle of these masterpieces, you find this insouciant little story called Fish Love. I also wanted to include some of the best known of Chekhov's stories. So in this collection, we have, for example, The Lady with a Little Dog and this majestic story, The Bishop, which Chekhov wrote at the end of his life.